Hello, it's Lisa and Pete here with the catch-up.
Adele called out a security guard for making people sit down at her Melbourne show, so we asked Perth when they've been arrested by the fun police.
A big change to the board game we all grew up with.
Plus, yet another quokka incident on Rotto, and this time the guy has a ridiculous excuse.
Lisa and Pete are allowed to use the coffee machine at work if they behave themselves. Autobahn are authorised to perform logbook services. Find your nearest at autobahn.net.au.
The fun police, Lise.
Yes.
They've been at it again with Adele.
Telling people to sit down at her concert because they were having a bit of a boogie.
And Adele's like,
it's live. Not telling her to sit down on her DVD.
Mm. No kidding, hey.
Because that's what you could do. Sit home and watch yours.
We got Alison in Kalamunda. Right. When were you arrested by the fun police, Alison?
On a cruise.
Oh, what was happening?
Born Again were playing.
Oh, please, she's only human. For goodness sake.
Well, that's right. And we were just a little bit late to the show, so Waterloo was playing. As we're entering down the staircase of the auditorium, we were having a bit of a jig, you know. Like,
how could you not?
Exactly. And then when we sat down, we carried it on.
Yeah.
But we got told that we were, if we didn't keep quiet, we'd have to be removed from the auditorium.
Oh, no.
But the next day, when we were in port the next day, the passengers came up and they said, oh, you were the girls from the ABBA show last night.
You were the dancing queen.
Dancing queen. Exactly.
I don't even know how you're meant to reel it in at an ABBA tribute show, for heaven's sake.
No kidding, eh?
Thanks, Alison.
Thanks, Alison.
Thank you.
See ya.
We got Kylie in Frio. Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Why did they come for you?
Oh, it was my 40th birthday a few years ago.
Yeah.
And when I was in primary school, I played the triangle in the school band.
Yes.
And I told my kids how cool I was at playing triangle. So they bought me one for my 40th birthday.
Oh.
And I was getting my groove on to kind of, you know, locomotion, playing my triangle, and they shut me down and said I was crap.
Oh, your kids did. They were the fun police.
Oh, no.
They were the fun police. But you know what? They recorded it and put it on Facebook.
Yes. You just can't. I mean, such mixed messages. They buy you the damn triangle, they put you on Facebook, and they're telling you to be quiet.
Unreal. Thanks, Kylie.
See you, Kylie.
Thank you.
We've got, Leanne and Leeming, a difference of opinion here, Leanne.
Well, I have a problem. I have a mobility issue.
Yeah.
I'm not in a wheelchair.
No.
But I can't stand
you need to sit.
For the length of a concert. And my husband bought me front row seats for the Fleetwood Mac concert.
Ooh.
And I never saw a thing at the concert.
Oh, because they were all in front of you, even in the front row.
I couldn't see a damn thing.
Yeah,
and
okay.
The trouble was I almost ended up with whiplash from being hit in the back of the head by other people.
People, I suppose they get carried away with the moment sometimes at these things, yeah.
Oh, look, I'm all for having fun.
Yeah.
You know, when you've paid that kind of money, you actually want to be part of it. And for some of us, it's not that simple.
Yeah.
Well, do you
Very good point,
Leanne. Do you think there's a solution there? Do you think maybe, you know, if, like, you're a person who has a mobility issue, do you think maybe they, like, they should separate people at concerts or something like that?
I absolutely think that. I love to dance.
Yeah.
I love to dance.
Yeah.
But they really ought to put a place aside for people that have problems like me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very
fair
point.
So, Leanne, you wouldn't feel like in any way weird about sitting in a different area or anything? Because, I mean, you never know who you're offending these days with, you know, with one thing or the other.
Yeah.
You'd be cool?
Oh, no. Look, I completely get that.
Yeah.
But I think that they should allow us the option.
Yeah, you just want to see the show without getting
lost
in the head.
Thanks, Leanne.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Leanne.
Yeah, no worries.
The new Monopoly tokens have been revealed,
Yay.
Lise.
Tomorrow's World Monopoly Day.
What? We have a World Monopoly Day?
We have a World Monopoly Day, hence the announcement of the tokens that are in and the tokens that are out.
Oh, okay. So
Project Runway.
4.3.
1 minute you're in, 1 minute you're out.
There's four runways on a Monopoly board. When
there
you think
are.
About it, so, yeah.
Yes.
4.3 million votes were submitted from a list of 64 contenders.
That's a lot of care.
That is a lot of care. In order to decide which 8 tokens would be selected. So who got kicked out? What do we got
Well,
here?
The ones that are no longer with us are the wheelbarrow, the boot, got the boot, and the thimble.
You know
Gone,
what?
Gone, told to pass, go, collect your $200 and be on your way.
See you later.
You did not win first prize in a beauty contest.
Not even going to jail.
And these are the ones that have been voted in. A duck. A T-Rex and a penguin.
A penguin? Why a penguin? I want to know why a penguin. I'd love to know the reasons behind, obviously, for the majority of votes, but there were so many different ones there to choose from. Like, there was a thumbs up, there was a cowboy boot, there was a fish.
Is that like a like thumbs up?
Yeah, like
I'm
a like
there's
on
no
a
smartphone
Facebook.
Or, you know.
No, but there isn't like an old school brick sort of phone that was there. a really nice boat, a pair of sunglasses.
One of the recent additions, the cat that will return, the battleship is returning, the top hat, the car, and Scotty the dog. Oh, I'm surprised that it's still a Scotch Terrier. It hasn't been replaced by a Labradoodle or a Kickapoo or something, you know, that sounds a bit more today.
The new tokens will be available in Monopoly games from September. But if you're really eager to play it, oh goodness me, you can pick up the Monopoly Token Madness Edition game, which includes the 8 current tokens and 8 golden tokens.
That's gold right tokens?
Gold
like
tokens.
Like a Willy Wonka game of Monopoly. I don't suppose you can just buy the new tokens separately?
No, I don't. Well, it wouldn't surprise me, no. It's happened again. Got to stop,
hands
guys.
Off our damn quokkas.
Yep. So what have we had? We had in 2015 a couple of French tourists.
Yes. We've had people feeding at a UDL. We've had people just kicking them.
Most recently, in particular, kicking him. I mean, we've all seen the footage. That 21-year-old Perth man, Corey Douglas James, was fined $3,000. And he was filming his mate who was kicking the quokka.
Yes.
And that's still ongoing for the other bloke.
And now on the weekend, we had a guy who, probably threw one in the water. Although he claims he placed it on the jetty and it jumped out of his hands. Well, however it happened, it ended up in the water and it shouldn't have been in the water and it's your fault. Mm-hmm. He claims to be a zoologist now. Bevan Dennis Hames,
right, okay.
37, who was charged with animal cruelty after the incident. He was in Perth for a wedding and the quagga ended up in the water, however it happened, and was found, thankfully, unharmed later by a ranger because it swam to shore. He claims he was trying to show the people with him that quokkas are good swimmers.
You're kidding. That's the reason why.
That's the reason. And he claims to be a zoologist. Well, you should know even better then. That you don't do this, what you did. Yeah. However you did it, and it shouldn't have been done.
Even that fact in particular when he was, regardless of whether or not you threw it in or whether you placed your hands down near the end of the jetty and it jumped out, it shouldn't be touched in the first place.
No, and now the court was told that Mr. Hames is employed in a senior role as the business development manager for a construction company. I thought you were a zoologist.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a marine biologist, mate. And a conviction for animal cruelty could impact his ability to travel internationally in the future.
That was Lisa's sad, not really feeling sorry
for you.
That's a sound.
Shame, isn't it, Mr. Hames? Well, you should have thought about that. What are you, 37, not 5?
Lisa and Pete join you for the drive home, but Autobarn can get you there with a free local client pick up and drop off with your Autobarn car service.